Manchester. Home to Manchester United and England's first-choice striker, Wayne Rooney. In the shadow of the stadiums, far from the glare of the floodlights and the glamour of the Premier League, Wayne is searching for the ultimate street footballer. It was on the street that Wayne honed the skills that helped him become one of the most feared strikers in the world. Players are being coached by former pro Andy Ansah, who now choreographs football action in films and commercials with the best players in the world, including Wayne. It's the climax of Street Striker 2009. Wayne Rooney and former pro turned football action choreographer Andy Ansah have found the ideal location for a spectacular final.
Have a look at this one. Old derelict petrol station. Car wash.
They've saved the best until last, coming up with two demanding challenges which will really test the players' skills.
You're going to see some quality in the final and you'll need a trickier course, something to try and throw them a bit.
Only the best three from the first challenge will earn the right to compete in the final.
You've got to sprint back to the air, do like a sprinkler on the roof or something.
And ultimately, only one player will become the Street Striker 2009 and win the experience of a lifetime. As guests of the competition organisers Coke Zero, they will be going to South Africa to see the climax of the FIFA World Cup with tickets to the final match. You might remember Laura Hall. In April 2010, she became famous for drinking. She made the headlines for being the most drunk and disorderly girl in Britain. Arrested over 40 times, it seemed nothing was going to stop her. Branded all that is despicable and rotten in society by a judge, she was the first person to be banned from buying or drinking alcohol in public, anywhere in England and Wales. This film follows Laura for 7 months as she turns 21. She wanted to show the world that there was more to her than the headlines. It was a time when her drinking took her to new lows, and a time when she was made a life-changing offer, free rehab. This is the story of the drunkest girl in Britain's struggle to get sober.
To wax or not to wax, that, it seems, is the question.
It fascinates me how much of a taboo subject this has actually become.
We've seen a massive increase.
I think it's quite a controversial subject. With evolution, we probably wouldn't have it if we didn't need it.
It's not for him, it's for me.
I don't see why we shouldn't talk about these things.
Brazilian family the Jay Sisters set up a salon in New York. And by 1994, the Brazilian landing strip wax went mainstream. 2013 saw the Bush debate start to rumble louder than ever before. Celebrities across the globe started declaring things like, "They were rocking a 70s vibe down there." Women are starting to talk more openly about what they do. 5 weeks in, and Ian Wright's football academy is facing a crisis. Assistant coach Brett Bay's life is under threat. He broke the prison's golden rule of silence when he reported a thief to officers, and it split Ian's squad. It's clear to Ian that if only he could find a way of getting the lads to talk to each other, the Brett situation could easily have been defused. He's brought in a world-renowned speech and language therapist. Dr. Victoria Joffe has worked extensively with vulnerable young people, but a bunch like this pose a new challenge.